ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Thursday shooting at a high school in Perry, Iowa, left a sixth grader dead and five others hurt and left a community in mourning.
Lord, send your
shooter's been identified as a 17-year-old who died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The investigation continues, and the shooting was a topic for Republican presidential hopefuls with a little more than a week to the caucuses. Nikki Haley told a CNN town hall,
"We make sure that we have whatever we need to make sure nothing comes through bullet-wise or otherwise. We need to have a security officer at the front of every school. We need to have one point of entry, no side or rear entries."
President Biden will give his first campaign speech of the year near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. His campaign says it'll focus on democracy. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in the Middle East, the U.S. trying to prevent the war between Israel and Hamas from escalating and spreading. And today, the December jobs report will be released. This is ABC News. Tomorrow marks a year since a grade schooler shot his teacher, Abby Zerner, in Newport News, Virginia. She talked about her injuries for the first time to ABC affiliate WVEC.
"I was in my career that I went to college for, that I worked hard to get, and I loved it. And a thought never crossed my mind that I was going to be shot by a six-year-old in my classroom."
Boy's mother sentenced to 2 years in prison. Award season kicks off this weekend with the Golden Globes.
After basically hermetically sealing himself off during the holidays, Joe Coy is ready to host the Golden Globes on Sunday night. The comedian says that meant pretty much ignoring his family during Christmas and New Year's.
"I wanted to make sure I was ready, prepared, and I didn't want to get sick. I didn't want to do anything. I'd just been locked up in my house just writing."
"Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie."
Barbie is the top nominee at this weekend's show, followed by Oppenheimer. The Golden Globes are Sunday night on CBS. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Replacing drafty windows and doors can dramatically lower your energy costs. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold outside where it belongs. You'll help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A public memorial for Senator Herb Kohl is a week from Friday in Milwaukee. Kohl helped build his family's chains of grocery and department stores. He served four terms as a U.S. senator, and he owned the Milwaukee Bucks for many years. People can make donations in Kohl's name to the La Follette School of Public Affairs, the Milwaukee Jewish Federation, and Wisconsin Teachers Classroom Projects. 47 groups led by farmers got $1 million worth of grants from the state of Wisconsin last year. The money from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protections supports farmer-led initiatives to improve Wisconsin's soil and water quality. This is the ninth round of grant awards since funding was first made available in the 2015-2017 state budget. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks beat the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a back-and-forth game, but the Bucks held on to win 125-121 over the Spurs in San Antonio. Giannis against 7'4" Victor Wembanyama. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
That was a fun game. That was a fun game to coach, fun game to watch. You know, two of the most unique, talented, you know, they're very versatile players, but we just got to continue and get ready for Houston.
The Bucks play the Rockets tomorrow night. NFL, Chicago Bears quarterback Justin Fields on what a win in Green Bay Sunday would mean to him.
It'd mean a lot to
the fans, the city. I think it'd be great. We know that Green Bay's playing for a lot at stake. They're playing for a playoff spot right now. So I think, you know, it'd be a great feeling to end the season off with a win in Lambeau.
If the Packers win, they're in the playoffs. Elton Jenkins.
We just got to keep doing what we've been doing. Don't change anything. Just harp on the details and just play with a lot of effort.
That's Packers left guard Elton Jenkins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low in the low 20s. And for tomorrow, cloudy sky, few flurries late, high in the mid-30s. Scattered flurries and snow showers tomorrow night into Saturday. High again in the mid-30s. Snow showers wrap up Saturday night. Partly sunny and low 30 Sunday. It's 24 right now.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah! Morning. It is Friday. We're in Titletown. We've got the Green Bay Packers taking on the legendary monsters of the Midway of George Halas and Dick Butkus, Rudy Bukich, and Jim McMahon. You remember the glory days of the rivalry between the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears, of Charles Martin and that whole bunch. Well, let me tell you something. Sunday night at Lambeau Field, all eyes in the National Football League will be focused right here. Can the Green Bay Packers, with a resurgent young quarterback by the name of Jordan Love, rise to heights unforeseen at the beginning of this season and make their way into the National Football League playoffs? Yes, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we got going on starting right now.
Wow.
I think we all just want to see Justin Fields and his comment about there's not much to do in Green Bay but watch football.
Yeah.
I would like to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is fun. This is what it, and I've said this a million times, and I'm not saying it again, but I'm saying it a million times. Winter doesn't begin in Wisconsin until the Packers season is over, because you don't even notice how cold or windy or whatever it might be. Because you always have that ball game to look forward to.
And so I'm back, John.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, John.
I bet you don't last the entire day.
I will
not. I got a feeling you are like one of those guys. It's like he's coming off the disabled list.
Job security.
Yep. And we're gonna play him a little bit. You know, he's going to get some snaps. And then, you know, after about half a quarter, it's like, what happened to so-and-so?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he just couldn't go. Couldn't go.
That RSV, that's a real deal. I mean, you got to.
You think that's what you got?
Yeah, I do. I think I had that.
Okay.
And obviously cold, and it's just not contagious, but I mean, you got to just.
How do you know it's not contagious?
Because the doctor told me.
How does he know it's not contagious?
Because it's after like 6 days or something.
Okay. So you're not contagious now, but you would have been when you got it.
Yes.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
So. But
well, I feel a lot better about that, Todd. How about you?
Well, I studied.
We're only with him for the first 5 days. It was contagious.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. You take cough medicine, codeine. It's a pain. I just hate being sick because there's so much to do and you can't really do anything. So I can't really talk, which is, I went to a meeting last night, but yeah, talking's tough. So I think it's your show again.
No problem. We can handle it. Like Todd and I said, we've been through pretty much everything there is in the radio business, and once the mic is turned on, you just got to play hurt.
Yeah, you do that better than I do. So,
but when you do have, I will say this is the toughest job there is. In fact, I was talking to Burke yesterday. We had Burke on,
And I said, Gilbert, in all those years I did TV, my biggest fear was having like a sneezing or a coughing fit
right
live on the air, sitting on camera. Because there's no place to hide.
Right?
There is no place to hide.
On radio, you could turn your mic off and walk out the
Absolutely.
Door, right?
Absolutely. Do we still have cough buttons, Todd?
We don't have them here.
I've never really used one of the things I've done.
Right.
But they actually have
really,
cough
buttons.
Really,
40 years you never sneezed on air or coughed on
No.
air? Really?
No.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, I know.
That's impressive.
Radio, yes. But again, nobody would know. But if you're live on TV and you're doing the sportscast, and now let's go high school football scores, you know, Schwabin on that, and if you have a sneezing fit or something, and if you have, you know, issues of things coming
so
up
do you
or whatever.
Think it's mind over matter then for sneezing? That's a controllable.
It's a good question. I don't know.
Reflex?
Because when I sneeze, it reverberates.
Oh, yeah. I know. The walls shake. I know.
The walls do shake.
Yeah, we've experienced that.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'll give you a lot of credit for that. I have not. I've been, 6 months in.
But I don't know of anybody that doesn't have something or hasn't had something over the holiday season.
Oh, yeah. Well, last couple of weeks.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
And I just, you know, for our listeners, you need to get this taken care of right away because it can progress to RSV, to pneumonia, to like the hospital. I mean, it can be serious. So
I know.
We got to take care of this. And, you know, like the doc said, everybody's got, not everybody, but it's just, there's a lot of people that aren't feeling real well right now. But I wanted to, you know.
But the timing could have been worse. You know, right, holidays, everybody's getting together, parties, all those kinds of things. So as far as being a spreader, I think this has been a perfect spreading season.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. The timing on this wasn't good. But, you know, I had to come in on Friday. It's like when you're a little kid, you missed school on Friday because you were sick, and your parents would make you stay in all weekend. So
yeah, that's true.
I thought if
I come in today, you could take me to the game.
And I was going to say, if there was a game that night, when I was in high school, if you missed school the day of a game, you couldn't play.
You can play, yeah.
Right.
So that's why.
That's what's going on here.
That's what's going on.
I forced myself in today so I can go to the game and tailgate.
So you can still hang out with us.
Right.
Be cool and everything.
Right.
Okay. That's fine. You're here. That's all that matters. Today is National Screenwriters Day. You got to tell our boy at night about that.
Oh, yeah. Pete. His show is great. Do you listen to that? Or you?
No, I've been on it a couple times. In fact, he asked me to be on it last week, and it's like, I don't want to come back and spread my germs in the in the studio.
Like me?
Yeah.
That Pete Schwabe, he is really knowledgeable. Like, he knows that industry like you know sports. I mean, that guy knows everything. And, I enjoy listening to him. I don't listen to both hours because I kind of nod off a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's very interesting to listen to.
Well, it sounds like the kind of show I would really like.
Yeah.
Dealing with entertainment and everything like
that. That's your second love, right?
Yeah.
Movies, entertainment, theater, all that.
You know what's funny? I was watching a thing in Alec Trebek. On his second show that he ever did.
Which show was it?
Jeopardy.
Okay. Oh, okay.
His second show he ever did.
He sneezed?
No. Let me throw this question out at you, though. What would be the first day of the 20th century? What would be the date of the first day of the 20th century?
Either 2021. I mean, 20... Just wait. The first day of the 20th
first
century.
First day of the 20th century. What is the official first date of the 20th century?
January 1st, 2001.
No, you're in the 21st century. He's looking for the 20th.
No, because that 0 to 100 is the first century.
But the 21st century would have been right, Jim. 20th century would be 100 years earlier.
What's your wager?
Am I right?
What's your wager?
Am I right? That's cheating, Jim.
You are correct.
Oh.
Every single person had January 1st, 1900. And it's not. It's 1901.
Well, he said 2001.
I said 2001.
Well, not 20. For the 20th century.
That's what I was trying to tell you. 20th would have been.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you're only 100 years off. But you got the idea right.
I get that because nobody counts that zero.
Exactly.
Right.
And every person had that.
So the zero, the 1900
is still part of the
18th century.
Yes.
Right.
Or the 19th century.
The first century is like, is 100.
That makes sense when you do that.
Yeah. But it's the first century.
Yes. But so you are correct. What I'm saying is every person got it wrong. Every person bet every dime that they had.
Wow.
Really?
So they had no winner on Alec's second show of all time.
And the producers are pulling their hair out on that one.
Crazy, not knowing what to do. Yes.
Wow.
But I thought, but every single person had 1900.
Now, that's
weird. And 1901 was the official correct answer. It's first day of the 20th century. Yes. Every person had it wrong.
Right.
And no winners. Everybody was broke. Yeah. But it's just talking about how rough starts to TV shows and different things. It said, how'd you like to be Alex Trebek in that second show he did?
Yeah, this would never work.
Yeah.
How long was his run? Was like, what, 30 years?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Easy, wasn't it? I mean, I don't remember. I mean, it was however long that show's been on is how long
It was awesome. That's a great show.
He was on 37 seasons.
37. That's amazing.
Of course, you got 40 years in, John.
Wow.
So.
I'll tell you.
One job. 37 years, one job.
Who was it? You tell me that's about the greatest gig you can find, though?
Oh, yeah. They do 5 shows in a day. He didn't work every day.
Right. Of course.
Yeah. And so you work like 2 or 3 days a week, right?
Like 1 or 2. 1 day of prep and then 1 day of taping shows.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been to game shows?
Oh, yeah.
What ones?
excuse me. What game show did I go to?
I've always wanted to go to one. But sometimes I don't like to see
the magic
behind.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Because I had somebody tell me, I think it was Warren Gerds was talking one time, and I want to say went to Seinfeld or one of those kind of shows, and kind of ruined it for him, sort of, then, because you know how it is. You know what I mean?
Oh, I went to tapings of quite a few Golden Girls, that kind of stuff.
You would?
Yeah, I did. I went to those. Those were free back in the day. What do you mean you would? It was free.
Sure. Okay, go ahead.
It was fun when you would drive down in L.A. and you would see all the people getting in line for Let's Make a Deal with their costumes and boxes and stuff. That was always cool. But now they charge, I think, to go see a game show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you can get tickets, because I would do that in a heartbeat. I really would. I would love to see Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Can Professor Chan hook us up?
Probably.
That would be nice.
Probably.
That would be nice.
I'm a huge game show fan, but when it comes to like brainy stuff, no, I'd rather do the dumb stuff.
Dating game.
Price is Right.
Match game is more dumb fun, right?
Match game.
I always loved the Price is Right, though.
Oh, yeah. I just thought
that was one of the coolest. Remember I told you a time when I was at Arizona State and I was interning at the TV station, sports, and this one kid, great running back for them, got suspended for academically, just wasn't going to class. And he was like their star running back. So I go over to do an interview with him, and I lived in the same apartment complex. And we go over, and he goes, yeah, man, I'm studying hard. I don't know what's wrong. And right next to his TV, he had a big thing broken down. 9 o'clock Monday morning, like, The Price is Right. You know, 10 o'clock.
A little addicted to match. Yeah.
And he was addicted, like, to game shows.
I believe it.
He never had, like, cable TV before. It came from a real tough part of L.A. and everything. And now he had, like, TV and cable TV.
Wow.
And he was literally missing school because he was watching game shows. He was almost like addicted to them.
Did you guys ever hear that show? The guy that kind of broke the whole thing on, remember the show Press Your Luck with the whammies?
Yeah.
No whammies.
Yeah.
A guy actually sat and watched for hours and hours and hours and actually got the sequence of the lights down on the thing.
Really?
And he hit like 30 or 40 big bucks in a row. And they're like, the producers are sitting there going, this guy figured this out.
Wow.
That's cool. There was a big controversy about that.
Wow.
Hey, which was longer running, Price is Right or Jeopardy?
Price is Right. Price is Right started in 72. Jeopardy was on before Alex Trebek, though. I mean, there were other hosts for that.
See. Janice Pennington.
Yep.
Yeah. That's all we have to say.
That's all you have to say.
That's it.
I liked Holly.
Holly was cute, too.
Yeah.
Holly was cute. Holly was a girl you take home for Easter dinner with mom. Janice was the one you'd call up later. All right, we're going to start a quick break. Mind on the Man, getting out here on a Friday morning. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, WGBW.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor. The mayor's actually here for a while today.
For a while.
Getting it up, playing hurt, doing all those kind of things.
Well, I got to learn from the best.
Oh, so. Boy. Today's also National Bird Day. National Bird Day. You a bird guy?
Like, what does that mean?
Birds.
To look at birds?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the book at home because we've got that. We talked about this one time, John. We actually called the... I forgot the name of the store, but the lady came on air because we would attract like the
Cardinals. I couldn't attract anything good.
The chickadees, and it's all in the food.
Yeah. No, I bought
and
the food.
And we do that.
I got the food that she told me to get, and Cardinals still
No, I think I got
away.
The food you were supposed to get and brought
Squirrels
it in here.
Loved it. Squirrels loved it. I think Bradley Cooper's birthday, 49 years old. I told you he's one of my favorite actors. But I think he was in a really weird movie about bird watching. I think Steve Martin was in it. You know what movie I'm talking about, Todd? Where they go to like Alaska to see some bird that's coming through. I mean, some of these people go crazy over, mark it down, the different birds they've seen.
Well, bird watching is an unbelievable industry. And people come here and to watch birds. It's incredible. The groups that you can join. And then the other thing that people like, this is more of a PR thing for the city, is wineries. And there's a common thread between people who watch birds and like wineries. So we would put together these packages where you could go look at birds and then stop at a winery. Huh. Very, very successful.
Okay.
I didn't see you there, but yeah.
Because I had my bird hunting gear on.
No, these aren't bird hunting. These are bird watching. These are all binoculars.
Oh.
Well, I hope that's what that's just talking about, isn't it?
I would think.
It's not just bird killing.
What was that movie, Todd?
I can't find anything on it unless Failure to Launch.
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah. What's the synopsis?
It's a depressing and sarcastic roommate that wants to kill the mockingbird that sat outside her window. Is that the story?
No, that's not okay. it. Nope.
Yep, that's the
nope.
only one I could come okay. up with him.
With Steve Martin?
Bradley Cooper's in it. Let me see.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I know Steve Martin's in it. I know that for a fact.
The Big Year?
I think so.
Jack Black, Owen Wilson, Steve Martin.
Owen Wilson, that's what I'm thinking of instead of Bradley Cooper. Okay.
The Big Ear.
The Big Ear.
Year.
Year, the Big Year. But it's about going to watching birds, right?
Yep.
Yeah. See, I know my shows.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound real exciting.
Also, I'll tell you another one about bird. No, it's not. A great movie from about 1962. Jimmy Stewart. Mr. Blanding Builds His Dream House. Remember that one? Todd, look that one up if you don't mind. Mr. Blanding Builds His Dream House. You don't remember that one? He rents that place on the coast, and he has his future son-in-law's boss stay with him, and he's a bird hunter.
What year did you go with
him? About 62.
This says Mr. Blanding Builds His Dream House is a 1948 comedy.
Oh, different one. Okay, this one, Jimmy Stewart. Maybe I got the wrong name of the thing. But anyway.
Cary Grant was in this one.
Okay, that's not it. But Jimmy Stewart is in this one.
But the top bird movie of all movies is The Birds.
The Birds. Oh, I love that movie.
Could you watch that again and again?
Scariest movie. That and The Wizard of Oz were my two scary movies when I was a kid.
For that time period, able to do.
Unbelievable.
With
unbelievable.
Yeah. That's just, and we were little kids when we watched that.
Yeah.
I mean, we had to be like 8, 9 years old. And that
those little kids were running from school.
Oh, man.
Bob Newhart's wife was trying to save him, and she gets killed in the whole thing. And
was a great movie. Yeah.
Great movie.
So that's who we're honoring today on National Bird Day.
Yes, we are.
All right.
And Diane Keaton, 78 years old today, who was phenomenal, of course, in The Godfather. Both Godfathers, Godfather 1, Godfather 2. And then she did that Annie Hall stuff and everything. She didn't do much after that, did she?
She's done a couple of things in the last 10 years, sure.
Okay. Marilyn Manson is 55. Only 55. Seems like he's been around forever.
He's a little bit older than me.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the big rumor, the urban legend?
About the TV show that he was on?
Yeah. That he played. He was some little kid. Was it the guy from the Munsters or the Addams Family?
There was a show called... Oh, what was it?
But they said he was the little kid grew up to be Marilyn Manson, the little childhood actor. And then it proved to be false.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they... People pegged him as Eddie Munster.
And the Wonder Years was the TV show that they thought he was on.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Not playing the main little kid, though, right?
No.
Russ Savage?
The geeky one with the glasses.
Oh, you're right. You're right. What was his name?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a good show.
Oh, it was a great show. I think that's one of the all-time great shows.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Yeah. Super show. I can't think. Paul Pfeiffer.
You're right.
Yeah. Paul Pfeiffer.
This information says that it's actually true, that it is the same person.
Come on.
It's the internet. It must be real.
No, it's not true.
So, National Screenwriters Day, do we congratulate you or do we wish you National Screenwriters Day? Are you part of that? Do you have your card?
I'm not.
Are you a screenwriter?
I'm not. No.
Oh, okay.
I've done some TV shows and stuff like that, but I don't.
Really? What kind of TV shows?
Ghost investigating and stuff like that.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, all right. Well, we'll wish Pete National Screenwriters Day.
And listen to his show here, 8 to 10.
Yeah, that's good.
Monday through Friday.
I think I'm...
Very good show.
I might get into that.
I still want to see his movie, Godfather of Green Bay.
Right.
I mean, we should set up a screening of that someplace, right?
Absolutely.
Do that for a show. We can host it live while he's on the air.
Yes.
Have some drinks.
Yes.
Watch the movie.
I like it. I'm in.
Well, we have WGBW Day on the 26th, right? The glam band's going to play. The ping pong ball drop. Maybe we can tie something into that.
Hey, yeah. Todd, you know what's on his schedule today?
What? Not today. No,
no,
the 10th.
The 10th. You know what's on his schedule?
What's that?
Meeting with the city administrator or the mayor? Who are you meeting with?
The mayor.
The mayor.
Oh,
to get his permit for the ping pong helicopter drop.
Oh, we'll need to get this cleared through a corporate people as well.
Yeah.
So. Oh, the liability side of it?
Yeah.
But, like, didn't that guy text in, like, last week and say, because I grew up in Two Rivers as well, that Maxwell Street Days was in Two Rivers and they would do the ping pong ball drop.
Yeah.
So it is doable and we're going to have that here. That's going to be a great, great WGBW day. The 26th, we'll have, maybe Pete can feature his movie that night at the theater.
Okay.
And the glam band's going to play and we're going to do the ping pong ball drop. It's going to be a fun day. We're going to have all our guests that have been here for the last, which we've had over 200 guests, John.
I believe that.
So,
yeah,
it's going to be a great day. I'll start working on that.
Okay. Okay. And do you have a fail safe type thing? You know,
just in case it doesn't happen.
Just in case. Right. What is plan B?
I don't do plan B.
Don't do plan B.
No,
just plan A's.
Plan A.
Just boom. Plan A. We're going with it.
We are.
All right. All right.
And it works.
June 26th.
Yep.
If we're still in the air. June 26th.
Well, that's the big if.
That's the big if.
Right.
That's
it's
right.
It's not me pulling this thing off. It's whether we can keep the band together.
There we go.
And be here on the 26th.
Exactly.
Of June.
Well, you know why? So nobody can bring in that new, as they used to say in the movies, the new chick who somebody's, and all of a sudden she's, you know what I think you guys should do?
Right.
Yeah.
You're Yoko Ono's. Absolutely. Right. Right.
Remember there was that one in Spinal Tap when she came in and she's like, yes.
So.
Yes.
You guys keep your wives away from the show.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Remember one of my favorite things from Spinal Tap was, yes, we got the review and it said, shock sandwich, two words, bleep sandwich. Well, they can't say that, can they? Can they say that? Remember that with their first review? Bleep sandwich. Hey, we're doing a pick-up. Here's the deal. What do we got to give away, Todd?
We got a pass for the 2024 season of Let Me Be Frank Productions.
A pass?
Yep.
Like a season's pass?
A two pass. Well,
no.
It's for one show in the 2024 season.
Okay.
Yep.
How many passing yards, without going over, will Jordan Love have Sunday night?
All right, cool.
Okay? Without
awesome.
Going over Jordan Love, text him to Todd.
Any show next year, Frank, at the theater downtown here, it'll be great.
You got it. Back after this.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Thursday shooting at a high school in Perry, Iowa, left a sixth grader dead and five others hurt and left a community in mourning.
Lord, send your
shooter's been identified as a 17-year-old who died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The investigation continues, and the shooting was a topic for Republican presidential hopefuls with a little more than a week to the caucuses. Nikki Haley told a CNN town hall,
"We make sure that we have whatever we need to make sure nothing comes through bullet-wise or otherwise. We need to have a security officer at the front of every school. We need to have one point of entry, no side or rear entries."
President Biden will give his first campaign speech of the year near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. His campaign says it'll focus on democracy. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in the Middle East, the U.S. trying to prevent the war between Israel and Hamas from escalating and spreading. And today, the December jobs report will be released. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Making simulations of child pornography with artificial intelligence may become a crime in Wisconsin. A legislative committee heard testimony Wednesday on a bill. State Representative Calvin Callahan says AI images are created from real photos, and he says those kids are victims. Voting is good for your health, according to the American College of Physicians. Research shows states with fewer barriers to voting have better health outcomes. ACP President Omar Attic.
If there is more voter participation, there will be better health care policies and therefore better health care.
Wisconsin's ballot access ranked 47th in the 2022 Cost of Voting Index. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low in the low 20s. And for tomorrow, cloudy sky, few flurries late, high in the mid-30s. Scattered flurries and snow showers tomorrow night into Saturday. High again in the mid-30s. Snow showers wrap up Saturday night. Partly sunny and low 30 Sunday. It's 24 right now.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
What?
That wasn't me. That wasn't me, listeners.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app. We have our regular special guest, Brittany Merlot. Hello, Brittany.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good. Once again, you're a huge winter sports enthusiast.
Yes, I am. And you can tell I'm not very happy, right?
Nope. And no. Dr. Kristen, she goes up and does some work in northern Minnesota. She was up in Hibbing and sent me back some pictures on the outdoor rinks where we used to play broom ball back in the day. And
yeah.
There's just puddles of water, and there's just, it's like unprecedented up on the range, one of the coldest places in America in northern Minnesota, and they've got nothing, do they?
Nothing. And the Bear Grease Dog Sled Marathon,
yes.
Right?
Canceled.
Qualifier for the Iditarod, canceled, because the organizers are like, listen, we're just not going to have the weather that we need. We don't have enough snow.
And that's one of the biggest in North America.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's just devastating, you know, financially for them, for the community who supports them, the racers. It's just bad news after bad news. It's kind of, you know, I mean, but here, things are changing. How's that?
Well, Brittany, what about Granite Peak? Anything going on up there?
Well, Granite Peak, we had to close on Christmas because of the warmth and the rain, but they did that just to preserve the slopes. Now we've had good temperatures, you know, thankfully the teens in the 20s and staying below freezing helped them. So they've been blasting out the snow guns. They've got about 75 acres, I think 25 trails open now. So
okay. They're
in full swing.
All right. Oh, they are. Okay.
We're good.
In Wausau?
Yes.
In Wausau?
Yes.
Okay. So it is open. You can ski in Wausau.
Rib Mountain.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
Yep,
hey, Brittany.
We're good to go.
With all this nice weather, though, people are sick. How are you feeling? Are you good?
I'm also under the weather. Go figure. Got the little cough that won't go away. Just kind of the head cold, too.
That's exactly what we all have.
Annoying cough. And they say you shouldn't talk. And it's like, that doesn't really work well for our jobs. But, yeah. Okay,
it was funny when you guys coughed right when you came back. I was like, I'm glad it wasn't me.
I know. I was ready to rock and roll in there. Yep, took me down a notch. Hey, Brittany, I was telling Jim and these guys, my biggest fear all the time when I was on TV back in the day was having a coughing fit or a sneezing fit live on the air because there's no place to hide and no cough button.
So true. I've definitely had a sneezing one before. It was pretty embarrassing.
Did you on air? Oh, that was because John had. So would it just creep up on you or did you say, excuse me, before you? And did you sneeze onto the lens?
That would be the worst.
I sneezed into my hands. And then it was a coughing fit, or sneezing fit. So it was like two more times, and I just ended up walking off the TV.
No kidding.
In the background.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can have fun in the mornings, and you get away with doing goofy stuff. So
that's funny.
PM show.
Well, what does it look long range here? Are we going to have a snowy winter at all? I mean, it could be almost halfway through January pretty quick, and it's like half the winter is gone.
I know. Well, here is the first sign of some good news. So I remember you talking about a ski hill up in the Keweenaw Peninsula. Mount Bohemia
has
been closed because they don't have snow guns, right? They rely on lake effects and Lake Superior. Well, they just announced that because the weather pattern is shifting, they are going to be open by January 17th.
Okay.
So if they're opening and all of the patterns that I'm looking at are showing that. Remember a long time ago we were talking about El Nino and I said there's this thing called an Arctic oscillation that also changes patterns.
Yeah,
we'll still get a cold snap. Mm-hmm. We'll still get a snowstorm. Well, that has now flipped over to a negative phase. Last time we were in that was early December.
Okay.
That was last time we got some snow. So that means we've got an active snow pattern headed our way.
Okay.
Up their way or our way? I mean, that's pretty far away.
Everybody's way.
It's
starting to weaken. It's starting to hit the Minnesota area. It'll hit Chicago this weekend. Then it's going to kind of shift up and maybe even hit us after that.
So, yes, we're all
kind of in the target zone.
Great. Is this snowblower stuff or is this just that dusting?
Right now, we're just getting dustings. But by, I would say, next weekend, you might want to get that snowblower ready.
You know, Brittany, we had a guy on the other day, really interesting guy, Tom Jaswicki, and he runs Bay Salvage. And he's the guy that they get the call from the DNR and everybody, you know, when somebody's ATV or truck or snowmobile, right, you know, go through the ice. And he said, you know, it's such a dangerous time because we'll get, a few really cold days and guys will run out there and want to ice fish. And, you know, this is a strange year, he said, for them, too, because as soon as the ice comes in, everybody's all excited and wants to get out there. And that can be so dangerous. It's incredible.
It's so dangerous. I'd give it some time. And then also keep in mind that once we do get snow, the snow insulates and warms the ice.
Right.
That's a bad thing, too. So just check it every time you go out and have the safety gear with you, ice picks, all that. But I wouldn't even do it. I think I'd wait until February.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Some deep freezes. Right. I'm with you on that.
I've already canceled my application for the Lake Winnebago Fat Tire Race that I was going to take part in. Yeah. Yeah, sure. I didn't cancel. What? Why don't you just be quiet, John?
I'm sure he's...
You don't know.
I'm sure he was all signed up. And
Brittany, okay. I was going to get a big tired bike until you told me how much they cost.
Right? $2,000?
There's cheaper ones.
$1,000. Yeah. I don't think my car that I'm currently driving costs $2,000.
Right. Well,
let's put it this way. I got $2,400 damage on my car backing into that parking pillar here.
Yes.
Okay.
I remember that.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. $2,400. And the insurance company basically said, well, that's about what your car is worth. So let's just call it a wash. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it happens.
Well, at least you're giving the auto bodies a business. I know. They miss the snow, too.
Hey, how's the forecast look for the Bears game?
Ooh, the Bears game. Well, Packers are going to win.
Yes, Packers-Bears.
That's a good forecast, Brittany. We'll take it. She said the Packers are going to win.
Oh, just going with that?
That's a good forecast.
Okay.
Okay, that's okay, let's move on. No, tell us about the weather.
No, it'll be really nice out there, honestly, above average temperatures. So we're going to kind of start off the morning. We'll be in the low 30s. If you're out there tailgating and stuff like that, you'll probably see some snow globe, light flurries still going because we do have a chance of some snowfall on Saturday. Only about a half an inch accumulation coming through. So just the end of that lingering into our Sunday morning for tailgating, all of that. And then, of course, high temperatures above freezing into the mid-30s. So I assume some people are going to be wearing shorts because that's quite warm for a January home game.
It's incredible.
Tundra.
Wow.
What's incredible. Nice about that, and you know, a lot of people will be driving. What's nice about that is the roads are going to be good.
Yeah,
a lot
absolutely.
Of people are going to be driving from Chicago up here. And I hear a lot of people are coming too, by the way.
A lot of Bear fans?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was in the paper. So at least the roads would be good, so people be safe. But, yeah, that's going to be a great, great game. Johnny and I are very excited about that.
Can't wait. Yeah. Okay, you got to get in our pick-up contest. It's we'll let you do this one verbally. How many yards will Jordan Love have passing without going over? Without going over, you win two tickets to Frank's Dinner Theater production in 2024.
Oh, can I ask what his average is?
He's been about 280 lately.
Oh, 280.
Yeah.
I was going to say 270. 280.
Yeah.
That's what he averages. But he's had some not good games.
Well, sure. But
average.
It's all odd. Yeah. But for this game. Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to go with my gut, which is my favorite number, which is probably way too low. But whatever. Maybe I'll win. 222.
222.
Let's
mark it down.
Got it. Got it.
Brittany's 222. Remember the TV show Room 222 with Karen Valentine?
Yes.
That's a great show.
Well, I'll have to watch it. Thanks, guys.
Well,
early 70s.
Good luck finding it.
Exactly. Yeah.
We'll watch it with you. I've never seen it.
Well, thank you, Brittany. It's always fun having you on.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a good weekend. And, go.
Get well. Take care. Bye-bye. Brittany Merlot, Civic Media meteorologist, joining us. Always fun talking to Brittany. I like when she throws out those big scientific meteorological terms.
I know, we're just rolling our eyes. Thank God she's not watching
what was
us
that,
online.
I don't know what she was talking about. I don't know. She's a little bit beyond us.
Didn't she get some master's degree in weatherology or something? Yeah.
And she was a tornado. Wasn't she a tornado chaser?
Right.
She did that, yeah.
Did you guys have any tornadoes when you lived down in Starkville, Mississippi?
When I was living in Jackson for a couple of years, worst 2 years of my life.
I've heard Jackson's not a very nice town.
It's really not. I would say the entire state's not very nice, but boy, there's a lot of tornadoes down there and they are wicked, wicked.
But you weren't there. You didn't get hit by any, did you?
We had some come through while I was down there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
And they also get hit pretty hard when those hurricanes and stuff come through because it kind of comes up.
You know what I understand? If I lived in Tornado Alley, okay, I would do like an inverted silo. Dig a big hole, build basically a silo underground, steps going down, you know, the whole thing. Have all the water you need, all the beef jerky you need.
The water would come in, John.
No, for tornadoes.
Oh.
For tornado. Plus,
okay.
You can make it. You could have, you know, for a ceiling, for a roof thing, a door, like a submarine thing. You know what I mean? Where you turn the thing. I would put one of those in. Okay. It would be waterproof, watertight. I'm telling you, Jim.
Yeah. After the storm, we'd find you down. No, I don't know, John. I think that's a little risky.
Why would you, if you had a farm in like Oklahoma or Kansas or one of those places,
right?
Why would you not build a cool underground structure to go to during a time of tornado?
I think a lot of people in the country, in the farmlands and stuff like that, do have those storm cellars, you know?
Well, like, that's like Wizard of Oz stuff, but well, not a silo upside down.
Why not? You could live there. You could bring, like, don't you remember the Twilight Zone episodes? The one guy built the bomb shelter?
For the...
And everybody's making fun of him. Oh.
With the book reader? With
no, Bridges? a different okay. one, though. But same principle. Where it's like there's going to be a nuclear disaster.
Right.
And everybody made fun of this guy. And then all of a sudden, the warnings are going, warning, nuclear war coming. That type of thing. And so he's done all of his neighbors. For the love of God, Bob, let us in.
Oh,
he's like,
really?
No, you can't come in.
You made fun of me.
Yes, exactly. Remember that episode? It was phenomenal.
That's cool.
So then the warning is over, you know.
I do want to say, though.
Warning's over. And then all of his friends were like, you left us out there to die type thing.
Oh.
Oh, it's a great episode. Really? Yeah.
I will say, though, Todd, you talked about Jackson, Mississippi, and some of those, you know, Tupelo, all that. Their construction is not that good. You know, right? They don't build stuff like we do here. There's not a lot of brick. There's not a lot of basements. It's just, and that's.
Yeah, there's no basements there.
Just getting
really?
Level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too wet? Too much groundwater?
Yeah, maybe.
So that silo would work. It's too wet. They can't even put in a 9-foot basement, much less your 200-foot silo.
It wouldn't be 200 feet, Jim. I'm talking 20 feet. 20 oh. feet deep. 20
yeah.
feet.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be going down like a ladder or something like that in a storm.
We're not sinking a mine shaft here.
Well, okay? You said an inverted silo. How
well, yeah, but not, well, no, okay, it wouldn't be the same size.
Okay, well, okay? You didn't say that. All
well,
right,
I'm just
I get
saying.
It now.
No, I'm saying.
All right, so okay. A 20-foot bunker.
20-foot bunker. Circular bunker.
Hey, I watched a movie, you guys.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
No, this has to do with what we're talking about okay. a little bit. It was with, it was about a just wait. Wow.
How's that dick going to work?
Just wait. No.
Pretty good?
Julia Holy Roberts. Cow. Julia Roberts.
Shouldn't drink that out of a coffee mug.
Yeah.
She's a little shot glass.
Julia Roberts. Yes. And it was about like a nuclear attack and a bunker. Do you know what movie I'm talking about, you guys?
With Julia Roberts?
Yes.
No.
Is it called Leave the World Behind?
Yes.
Okay. I've never heard of this movie.
I watched it on, what's today, Friday? Probably Tuesday. Todd, did you see that?
I've never seen that.
That bunker that guy built was unbelievable. Just
okay.
unbelievable.
For this other nuclear disaster
yep.
type things?
Well, it was kind of, it was more than just nuclear. It was just a lot of people turning on each other and
okay.
he just needed a safe place to go. But
okay.
his bunker is not your silo. It had everything in there. It was unbelievable.
So, let's just say my silo wouldn't have everything in there that you need.
Well, it's only how wide is a silo? 12 feet?
Yeah, about that, 12 by 12.
No, this guy had steps and just a kitchen area and all this food. And
there's always that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just talking for once the tornado goes through. I mean, tornado goes through in 10 minutes. So it's
right.
not like you'd be there for, you know, a month at a time.
No, this was the nuclear thing. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, that could work. I don't know. You got a lot of good ideas, John.
I do. I got a lot of good ideas.
You got to monetize it.
I know. Work on that for me, would
right.
you?
I can
if you do it, if you do it right,
yeah.
you could use it for non-storm times as bed.
Bed and breakfast.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Really, you want to live in a bunker for bed and breakfast?
For a weekend?
How cool
no windows.
Is it?
How many people get a chance to do that? None. Look what Aaron Rodgers did when he went in that little ice shanty for 2 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the most overblown thing of all time?
Everything he does.
I'm going to go sit for 5 days in total darkness. In a 5x5 foot little cabin in the woods.
What do you think about him?
He had a bed in there. He had a TV in there.
Yeah,
he
right.
had lights in there.
What did you think about him in that Jimmy Fallon thing? Did you talk about that?
No, we did not.
Okay, because I was not
interesting,
here
though.
Yesterday. Right?
Jimmy Fallon is like legitimately ticked.
It's Jimmy Kimmel.
I mean, Jimmy Kimmel.
Right.
Not Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting because you know what? ESPN has not come back and said,
right.
oh, we're don't sorry. Worry about right. it. We're good. Sorry. They're like mum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There might be some trouble there.
I yep. think so, too. All right. We're going to send a quick break. Back to the mayor. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Her name is Pam Yonke. But you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right. And the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Johnny's blown his nose. There you go.
Wow. Really?
Well, I just John stepped out to get some coffee. That's what I meant to say.
You know what
Sorry,
I found,
John.
You know what I found as far as for clearing yourself up when you really got sinusy and everything like that? I did this last night, and it was just like, whoa, like a whole head rush type thing. So I took my steamer. You know, they steam when I have to wear good clothes.
Yep.
Yeah, because I don't know how to iron. So I use the steamer thing.
I have one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I put some eucalyptus and peppermint essential oils in the water.
Wow.
And wait till I hit it and put my face right in front of it. Wow. It was unbelievable what went through my brain.
Yeah.
It was like biting into a hot popsicle where that just goes right to your head. You know what I mean? Your brain freeze type thing.
What do you mean?
But just
there's
the
no
opposite way.
There's no such thing as a hot popsicle.
Yeah. Only same thing. Okay. You know the head thing you get, that pain in your forehead when you bite into a popsicle? Well, imagine it being hot, and the same thing happened.
I see.
That's what I'm talking about.
And so it cleared you out instantly.
Oh, instantly. I wouldn't recommend it, though, because it was, like, shocking almost. Like, did I just steam my face off, you know?
Or you can eat, like, I was going to try some of that just high-octane horseradish.
Oh, yeah. That would do the trick.
Oof. Right.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't,
didn't that
didn't
clean
have
you out the other way, though, too? I mean.
Horseradish? I don't know. I remember my dad used to make home. Horseradish. You'd grow it, and then you'd kind of do the thing.
Is that the best?
And I remember the time a guy came down, some kind of a salesman. I don't know if they were buying a new vacuum cleaner or whatever, whatever. He's like, Jim, my dad goes, can we go outside? He's like, I can't handle this.
Really?
The smell of that horseradish, the homemade horseradish.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that was strong stuff.
Just vinegar in the root, right?
Yeah, that's but is there anything better than horseradish? Corned beef or is that good? No. Give me one of those good fatty kind of meats.
I'm with you.
Yes, I can eat that all day long.
But maybe, John, where we could make our money is if we come up with a cure for this. Because if people who are ill right now with just this, and it's nothing life threatening, it's just an annoying.
Yeah, just really annoying.
It's annoying, and it doesn't go away in 2 or 3 days. Like I told
you, it's 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks.
Like we're on day 9 or 11, and. But if we can come up with something, maybe it's a combination of your essential oils with the steamer and a corned beef sandwich with
horseradish. I like it. I like what you're thinking.
You know, and then maybe a shot of what's that stuff that you made? It was
that
Crown,
I made?
Not Crown Royal.
Oh, the what was that, Todd? When I heated up
was
with
it,
honey?
It was
honey and that pepper?
Fireball, right?
Fireball and honey heated up for about 20 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those three things, and people could be back at work the next day.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll let this season go through.
But
that's something we're going to monetize for next year.
We will,
and let's not let's not talk about this anymore.
No,
I think starting to feel like this could be.
Like, yeah,
they're
going to grab it.
They're writing it down.
Absolutely. What else did he say?
They're in the lab. They're going to be playing this back.
Check out the podcast. Yeah, and then somebody comes out with this elixir.
I know.
Yeah, I can see it.
I just want to let you guys know that we're getting a lot of people guessing the total yards for
Jordan Love without going over for Sunday night's game.
Did anybody go over 300?
So far, I don't know. Nobody's over 300 at this point. Kyle just texted in from Luxembourg, home of Cassie, he says.
Yes.
And he just says, loves the show, except it's only 2 hours.
Yeah.
That may be changing soon.
Yes, that may be changing. Did you know that?
We're going to go to an hour?
Yeah, 20 minutes.
2 hours is too much for us. Yeah. We're talking about expanding the show.
That would be great.
That would be awesome. That would be fantastic. And another thing that we're in your alley here, we want to do, because we have so much fun. We had some of these, like the Smash Burger guy the other day. Yeah. And cool. And people like that. We want to do a special segment every week, at least once a week. What's the name of it, Todd?
Small Business Spotlight.
Small Business cool. Spotlight. And when people help nominate businesses, they think that would be great to get on the air here and talk a little bit about them. You know, we're not doing the Applebee's type things or anything
no,
that.
Change. No change.
But you know.
Entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs. Young entrepreneurs. Don't have to be young. They can be our age, whatever.
Right.
But entrepreneurs in
I think that would be great.
Throughout Oshkosh, north to Green Bay.
And there are so many of them.
Yes.
It's the backbone of this country.
And there's a young lady I want to get on. She lived at the Veterans Housing in Appleton. And she was a translator and things like that in the Army in Afghanistan.
Wow.
She's wonderful. And she's first-generation Chinese. And she opened up a shop in downtown Appleton. I've got to find the name of it. Her name is Fanny, but I'll get the rest of it. But a juice shop, an all-natural kind of juice shops that's going over gangbusters. Or even like when we had Kim Massey on last week with her son, Aiden, with the Wild
awesome.
Goose. I mean, that guy's, who knows where that's going to lead to.
And there's that new restaurant opening up just a block from us, that Asian place. Did you guys read that? So that's coming
in. Oh,
it's
moving into the other Asian place.
So
yeah.
Because Jim's leaving.
Yeah.
But there's so many. I mean, I can just.
Yeah. Right. But if people have nominations, please let us know. We'd love to spotlight. I mean, it's tough enough for anybody in business, but especially new businesses type thing like that.
Yeah.
We'd love to talk to you and try to give you a little bit of a, you know, little pub.
And tell us, you know, why you're in business. And people can learn, because there's a lot of people, John, that are thinking of starting their own business.
Right.
But they're not there yet. They're in the red zone, but they're not in.
Well, let me ask you this. Well, you know statistics. What is the stats of somebody's going to open a little restaurant here in Green Bay.
Restaurants are the worst.
What are the odds of making it?
Well,
I'm making it, let's say, 5 years.
Didn't you just read in the paper yesterday about that guy?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it less than half of them, for sure.
Less than 50%.
Oh, yeah, that would make it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, way less than that. I mean, right. We're going to have a banker on here, and he's going to tell us that. It's by industry a little bit, right?
Okay.
Like restaurants, there's banks that won't touch them. Just like, we don't do restaurants. There's only a couple restaurants that have really been very successful. Margaritas, right? And
sure.
They've gotten through a lot, but they've been around for a long time. But restaurants are tough.
So what is the number one thing that people lack in starting up new businesses?
They run out of cash.
Okay.
They run out of cash. It's capital. There's other stuff. There's fights. There's people overextend.
But the number one, like, red flag, if you're looking at somebody's business plan, would be not enough cash.
Not enough cash.
During the tough times or whatever.
Because you got to buy stuff and then... Well, it depends what kind of business you're in, but yeah, it's cash. And even when we had Steve Schneider on here, who owns 1001 and a couple other places, they don't want tax breaks. They want customers. That's what they want. And that's what a city's obligation, a town, a village, it's to get people down there. And you do that through events, through landscaping, through lighting, and you get people down there. They don't go to a destination. They go to an area, and then they decide where they're going to eat. And it just that's what they want. I mean, even we had that guy, the clothing guy. Remember him, Todd?
Yep.
You know, it's customers. That's what they want to see. And if we can help generate some foot traffic for these spotlight businesses, that would mean a lot to them.
That'd
and
be
to
great.
The city.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's absolutely
Oshkosh,
do it.
Appleton. Yeah,
yeah.
Green Bay.
So please let us know, folks. We'd love to, you know, new entrepreneurs. We're big fans of them. We appreciate the courage they have and the everything
risk.
They have, the risk, you bet. So we want to, that's part of our mantra here, is helping people like that. All right. We got a lot more coming up, including Mark Hewson from Bell and Sports Medicine. Stay with us back after this.
It was still September.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.